Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We are joined at the top of this hour by the superintendent of the Los Angeles Unified School District, the country's second largest, which has just announced it will stay online when school starts again this fall. And Superintendent Austin Buettner, welcome. And for those people, including the president, who believe you're making the wrong decision, can you explain why you're doing this?
It's the science. It's the health and safety in all the school community. And like every school district, we balance three sometimes conflicting objectives: the learning needs of students, the impact the virus is having on working families, and the health and safety of all in the school community. And if you look at the skyrocketing rates of the virus in our community, you look at the rate twice the World Health Organization guidelines of positivity on tests, and you look at studies in Italy which show half the people in a quarantine town showed no symptoms when they were tested positive for the virus. You put all those three things together and say, we can't be safely back at schools now. Our goal is to get back as soon as possible, but health and safety first.
Well, when the president says, for example, that if Walmarts can be open, then why can't schools? What do you say?
Yeah, I'm not responsible for Walmart. I'm responsible for the health and safety of all in the school community. And schools are different than Walmarts. We have young children in small rooms with vulnerable adults. We are a petri dish. It's not a 10-year-old in isolation. It's a 10-year-old with a 30-year-old teacher and a 50-year-old bus driver who goes home to a 7-year-old grandmother. And until the virus in our community is at a lesser level, below World Health Organization guidelines, it's just not safe.
You mentioned working families. What about students in your schools who have parents who are essential workers and have to go to work to make money to put food on the table? What are they supposed to do if their kids are now going to be at home?
Schools are the center of the community, and many of the challenges communities face present themselves in schools. More than 80% of the families we serve live below the poverty line. We know from surveys more than half have someone in the family who's lost work.
Mm-hmm.
But if we can't be back at school safely, we as an entire community, cities, counties, states, employers have to find a way to provide that margin of safety and childcare if appropriate. We're not a relief organization for everything that ails society. Our primary mission is to educate kids and do so safely.
Could you envision a situation where students come back into the schools in October or November or December if things get notably better by then?
Absolutely. We want to be back as soon as possible. We all recognize the best learning happens in a school setting. We understand the needs for families to have some sense of normalcy in their lives, but we can't just wave a wand and make it happen. And the piece that we should be talking about is the testing and the contact tracing, because the communities around the world who've done it right are doing that. And we think schools are the place to do it because we have cohorts. We have the same defined group of people every day. We can adequately and properly trace. And we go outside that first concentric circle and reach out to families. They'll take our phone call. We're trusted.
What do you make of the fact that your neighbors in Orange County, leaders there, came to a very different conclusion and just voted to allow schools to reopen without even the mandatory use of masks or increased social distancing in classrooms?
I struggle to see how that group of leaders passed a 10th grade science class. We've looked at the science. We've had experts from UCLA and around the nation on what the science says. Now, maybe they've got different science in Orange County. They'll be running a giant experiment with children and adults, putting their lives at risk. And if it proves successful, we'll be delighted to follow in their footsteps. If they're putting people at risk, as we believe, they're making a big mistake.
Are you worried that you're going to lose federal funding because President Trump and his education secretary have threatened to withhold federal funding for schools that don't reopen?
Not in the slightest bit.
Why not?
The will of Congress and the intention of elected officials is to make sure that the funds go to students who need it. We run a public education system. I don't think, despite the rhetoric, we're going to be in a position where funds are cut off from schools or forcing schools to bring children and adults back in a place that's not safe.
Speaking of funds, do you have the funds you need to make sure that your students who are going to be learning remotely have access to laptops and the internet and the things that they'll need to study online?
I wish, Jeremy, you and I could take this conversation in the halls of Congress and ask those who think we can just go right back to school and bring them into this conversation. We suffer from a lack of adequacy of funding. We did before the pandemic. And one of the symptoms one would have seen is the lack of technology and tools to go immediately online. We found a way. We provided computers to all 500,000 students. We provided free internet access to those who need it. It costs money. It's going to continue to do so. And if the federal government wants students learning, provide the funds for the devices and the connectivity. Provide the funds for testing and tracing. And my hope is the next round of stimulus relief really focuses on the most important federal role, which is to provide the funding so we can do what we need to do in schools.
That is Los Angeles Unified School District Superintendent Austin Buettner. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me.
And I misspoke a moment ago. It was Florida's governor, not President Trump, who said if you can open Walmart, you can open schools.